Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote?
Oh, I probably have him out, but I'll get him in.
Representative Boucher's vote has not been recorded. Would the clerk please make note in the journal of Representative Boucher's presence?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Would the clerk take the roll, please?
Four members present, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, we have five members in the chambers. We do not have a quorum present to conduct business. At this time, I'd like, however, the Honorable Representative Red Boucher to lead us in the invocation.
Lord, you've never needed a majority. You said wherever two or more gathered together, you would honor us. Lord, I would ask this day that you place a special blessing on the men and women in both the other body and the 40 men and women that serve the people of the state, Lord. We would ask at this time as we celebrate your resurrection, your rebirth, a new hope for mankind, that you place that message in the hearts of all of us, Lord, because down through history, legislators come and go, men and women come and go, but your word and the message of your birth, and in this, the greatest period of time, your resurrection, is a message of new hope. Lord, I ask that you bless them and you bless our state, and let us make decisions that move Alaska forward in a direction that it can truly be the crown jewel on the finger of Almighty God, Lord. We ask a special blessing at this time on the many people that serve in this building just to support us, Lord. And we thank you for the gifts that you've given our wonderful state. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Representative Martin, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Hudson, were you seeking the floor?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal and any donations be donated to the glory hole.
Okay. Are there any objections in having the prayer spread across the journal and the fee be waived and sent to the glory hole? Hearing no objections, that was so ordered. We'll drop down on the calendar to reports of standing committees.
The House Committee has considered House Bill 414, imposing a school tax, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 414 Hess with the same title. Reports are back as follows with two fiscal notes. The report was signed by Ellison, Copen, and co-chairs, signing DuPass, Copen, and Phillips. Having no recommendation, Hudson, Grunberg, Hanley, and Ellis. House Bill 414 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Concurrent Resolution 39, encouraging the restriction of foreign workers on oil and gas production and exploration structures on the Outer Continental Shelf. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Labor and Commerce Committee with a new title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman. Signing do pass, Donnelly, Ellis, Davidson, Menard, Boucher, and Kopanen. House Concurrent Resolution 39 has no further referral. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 542, relating to employer obligations when an employer makes a substantial change in a business activity or when a governmental entity contracts certain activities to a private entity. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute by the Labor and Commerce Committee with a new title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Donnelly, Chairman, concurring Donnelly, Copen, and Boucher, Menard, Davidson, and Ellis. House Bill 542 has a further referral to the CNRA committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Key on the daily order of business will drop down to announcements. Is there any announcements? Representative Martin.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, under announcements, since the daily calendar is considered an announcement, the official announcement of meetings and all, let there ask for consideration that under the Senate Bill 32 scheduled for April 13th and 14th, that the title be corrected as it should be, an act relating to marijuana. Here it says penalties for marijuana, and that's just one line of the two-page bill. So I'd like to add for consideration that it be properly titled as it is, an act relating to marijuana.
I'll take the representative's remarks under consideration and discuss that with the chairmen of the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. Any further announcements? Representative Boucher, would you move to adjourn until 2 o'clock next 2 o'clock p.m. next Tuesday?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Any objection?